and there will be the YouTube video. And then the instructions I put below there, if you follow that with just one keystroke, you put the cursor, use the computer mouse and put the cursor in a certain place and one keystroke, and then re-enter it, and all of a sudden something different shows up. It'll say www.youtube-nocookie.com, and then all the rest of the alphanumeric digits that show up after that for that particular YouTube video. And that's it. Simple as that.
I want you to wait to watch the YouTube video, but the ad has to finish first.
Oh, is there not a skip prompt in the lower right corner? It says skip. Skip the commercial.
I use Firefox with Privacy Badger and uBlock Origin. And that keeps all the YouTube ads away from me, CA7ATP.
Yep, that's what I'm using right here. Firefox on Linux, Kubuntu 25.04 version. Anyway, that's what I'm using. Yeah, I'm using Firefox here. And in the Gmail that I sent to COJ there, yeah, you just click what I sent, and it'll open up a new tab, and that's it. Very simple.
Yeah, well, I have these two browsers that are designed to stop trackers, and most of YouTube's ads make use of trackers, so those two anti-tracker plugins that I have with Firefox keep the YouTube ads away. It's a win-win.
Ooh. Oh, it's too bad you missed the net. We just wrapped up the TGIF net 15 minutes ago. Merlin and myself were net control there. The 10 o'clock Friday night, thank God it's Friday, TGIF net.
Oh, I was there. I did a check-in once. I did one or two check-ins. I was there. I guess you missed me. CA7ATQ.
Oh, there we go. That's what we did. Yep, so that's what I'm doing, just kicking back and relaxing here and watching a few videos with no commercials.
Oh, excellent. I'm about to get between the covers and nod off to sleep because I'm getting pretty tired.
Oh, well, my computer screen and the computer and the whole works is right within arm's reach of where I sleep, so I can just lay back and do that. Fall asleep to them or whatever the case may be, and including radios here. I got three dual-band radios side-by-side here with three different antennas, so I can be on six frequencies all at the same time. Don't even have to get out of bed to talk on the radio.
And it sometimes gives you a neat echo effect when you're checking into the rainbow net, and I hear you're monitoring the other frequency of the repeater. I've noticed that.
Oh, yeah, the reason why that is because I'm in full duplex mode, like talking on a telephone, and if the side tone is too high, there's that echo effect. If I lower the side tone, then the echo effect is diminished. Like on a telephone, you know, you talked on a telephone, whether it's a landline or a cell phone, and the phone company has got the side tone set that the feedback and echoing doesn't occur. I usually keep it down, but sometimes if it's a little bit louder, the microphone will pick it up and there'll be an echo effect. There might even be one right now faintly, but that's how I do it. Full duplex.
Well, you would notice what happens to me a lot when I double with someone. That's why I usually do this is and then unsee and see if I'm doubling or not. Then I don't have to waste my breath giving my call sign when someone else is going to walk all over it.
Yeah, that's what I do. There's no such thing as doubling with me, because I hear people talking while my push-to-talk button is down.
Well, you'd be hearing me now.
Yeah, exactly, see?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the link, it's taking me to something that's not at all with what we're trying to do here, eliminating ads. It's some other, it's, hang on.
Oh, did you open up the email there?
Yep. First is an ad, and then, okay. Yeah, it's missing 411. It's missing person, the most haunting missing person cases. Coast to Coast AM shorts. Coast to Coast radio, I'm assuming. So, this is nothing to do with what you were trying to send, is it?
No, that's just a sample. You can make any, or click to any YouTube video you want. I just used that one for a sample. Now, if you take the computer mouse and put the cursor in between, or right between the letter T and the letter U, and put a dash there, that's the keystroke or on the keyboard to the right of the number 0.
I don't know
what
you're talking
about. Was that radio show, Victor, for 7 Uniform Juliet Mike? I remember listening to that.
Oh, great. Okay.
Maybe in the middle of the night when there's nothing else on.
Yeah, we're trying to do complicated things, and it's too late. It's not that easy.
Wow. It's complicated to put a dash in between the letter T and the letter U?
No. It's just... What are we doing here? This is not watching, or is it? I don't know. I don't understand.
Well, you take the computer mouse, and then you move the cursor up into the internet address, also known as the URL, and then put a dash in between the letter T and the letter U, so it goes Ute, Y-O-U-T.
No, I understand that. I know how a computer works, the board and everything. I'm just wondering, what are we doing here? You have to go through this procedure to set up the thing, I guess, right? But I thought there was a code or something. Like, it takes you to this video. That's what it doesn't seem, I don't know, what I thought it would be.
If you're going to watch YouTube videos, you say, and you go to the website and you do the T thing, you put the spaces or whatever there. It's a hack, so you don't have to, you can just watch the video, no ads, no nothing.
Yeah, it's super simple. No codes, no nothing, just a dash between two letters. It should say www.ute-ube.com and then all the rest of it. And then you just re-enter it, simple as that.
I believe he's questioned the legality.
Yeah, I'll have to do this at a later time, I guess.
not clear.
It's so dark in here, I can't even see my keyboard. I hate that. They should have keyboards that are lit up.
You do know where the dash is.
I do know where the dash is, yes. Just, I'm not going to get into it now.
Yeah,
I can't even see the keyboard. And, no, that'll have to be something, when I'm alert.
Two keys over from the backspace key and next door to the zero key.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just not going to get into it right now. Once I get it figured out, I'll just record it down in a book somewhere.
Or read the text in the email there, and it'll explain it in very simple terms what happens.
Oh, yes, I'll have to look at it later. I'm talking and I'm not even pressing down on the mic. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I ran into a Newham once that didn't know that you had to hold the push-to-talk button down when you're talking. He wondered why nobody could hear him.
I was just doing it. I've never done that before. That's crazy.
Or talking before you hold the PTT button down, anything you say or have said before you held the PTT button down would not go out over the air. You'd be cutting yourself off. Some hams do that.
Yeah, interesting here. See if I can... No, that doesn't help. Yeah. Anyway, just looking at the email you sent, part of the text is cut off on the right side there. I think it's just, I don't know. It's almost like two letters.
Wow. What kind of a screen have you got?
In the Gmail. I don't know why it's like that. Hang on, maybe if I close the contacts. Oh, that opened it up. Okay, now I can see the whole thing. I had the contacts list column opened up, and it was took up a section of the email.
Oh, mine doesn't do that. It just shows everything.
Yeah, I don't know why I had the contact list opened up. I guess I was doing that and I left it open.
Yeah.
Anyway, here it is. Here's a typical YouTube URL, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it looks all straightforward. I will mess around with this later. Because right now I'm not... in any shape for this kind of technical work.
Well, it's as simple as you can get. It's just one key on the keyboard. That's it.
I know. I don't want to do it, though. I just don't want to do it. I know. It's simple. But I don't want to do it.
Well, it's only good if you don't like commercials and ads. It's nice if you don't like ads, then if you do that, you can eliminate the ads.